Blog Talk Radio.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Remember to breathe. Just breathe. All around me. Seems like nothing but despair, confusion, disillusion, hanging in the air. Global melancholy smears a stain across the sky. Somewhere right now, someone's crying. I just don't know.
Greetings, greetings, and blessings, and I say good day to all who has an ear to hear. I am coming to you live from Sankofa Productions, also known as Sankofa Infinity Ministries. You can always reach me at SankofaInfinity.net or Facebook me at Sankofa Infinity. Here I am living my life through the eyes or through the eye of Christ. Christ meaning source. Christ meaning source, not Christian. Christ meaning source is the title. Nevertheless, in living my life through the eyes of I have chosen to live an authentic life. What does that mean? That means a lot, a lot, because you come up against things from the physical condition of who we are, and you have to confront those things. This is one of the angst, I should say, one of the hard taskmasters of living an authentic life and living through the eye of source. Is that you have to face the conditions of your physical self. What are those conditions? Most of those conditions deal with your emotions, how you feel about yourself. Anger, hate, jealousy, envy, lust, things of that nature. You know, the Bible speaks of these things. What I have come to understand is that while in the Garden of Eden, there was a tree of good and evil, there was also a tree of life. So you have two trees here. Therefore, you can eat of the world, the things of the world, or you can eat of the things of the tree of life. The tree of life is embedded in you. The tree of good and evil is also embedded in you. But which one do you want to feed is the question. Which one do you choose to feed? Now, if there was a serpent in the tree of good and evil, then surely there is a serpent in the tree of life. But nevertheless, you have to do your own research. I'm just passing along what comes to me. I want to give a shout out to my ancestors, the archangels, ascended masters, as well as descended masters. Give a shout out to the light workers and star seeds on this planet, Galactic Federation. Greetings and blessings. I greet you all and ask that you all stand with me as I come forth giving this message or providing a message to the public, because this is what I do and this is what we do as creators. We create things so that we can be creative. So my topic today was in regards to becoming entangled or loosing yourself from the things of the world. Now, what is the world? The world is those emotions that I just got through talking about. Loosening your things from your emotions such as jealousy, lust, anger, hate, envy. Loosening your emotions from those things so that you can see the world through the eyes of source and live an authentic life. How do we do that? We confront those emotions, and we become honest and open and willing to change those emotions. Now, these emotions are a combination or a composition of a paradigm. A paradigm is your belief system. Most of the time, it is your belief system that causes one to draw drama into their lives because they have it in their belief system, their energetic field. You tend to become a magnet. So you draw these things to you. Now, the best thing to do is question yourself when these things do come into your life, because at the same time, while they are contrary to the true nature of who we are, they also serve their purpose. This is why you cannot have clarity without contrast. You must have contrast to gain clarity. Let me say this again. You must have contrast in order to gain clarity. You don't just wake up in the morning and gather wisdom or knowledge. Now, I'm not saying knowledge and wisdom from the world perspective or from the physical conditions. I'm speaking of a knowledge and a wisdom from the non-physical aspect of who you are, the infinite intelligence. That's what I'm speaking about. The Bible tells me that I am the likeness and the image of Source. I believe that. I believe that. And in that belief, I have consistently and constantly inserted it into my paradigm, my belief system. And in doing that, I have been sifted as wheat. Tried through trials and tribulations. I wouldn't change a thing, because all these things come to promote and encourage the expansion of my spirituality. So it is there to assist me in the cultivation of my spirituality, that I may live a life through the eyes of Source, that I may see the world as Source sees the world. Therefore, nothing can be against me. Nothing. Nothing or no one can be against me, because there's a greater force behind all things. So I ask that you take that to heart. And even when you come up against people seemingly seem to be against you, just celebrate the moment. Celebrate the moment. Because Source energy is trying to show you something, or Source energy is resurrecting itself within your being, that you may walk a true life from your true self. From your true self. And you don't have to be concerned about being entangled by the yokes of bondage that so easily beset you, tossed you to and fro. You don't ever have to look over your shoulders to see if someone is following you or running after you. You can replace the victim mind with the victorious mind, because that's what Source energy is all about. Greatness. Oh, how great thou art. Oh, how great thou art. In all its glory. In all of its glory. And as you do this, all cooperative components that's supposed to, or that is in your life to assist you in this journey of moving toward an authentic life, it will come. They will come. He will come. She will come. So your only concern should be to stay in the alignment of who you are from the non-physical aspect of who you are. Lay down your sword and shield and stand as true men and women. Regain your sovereignty, knowing who you are, knowing that you are natural, free man or woman. That is your sovereignty. So with that, I can take calls at this time. My number is 646-595-3646. I usually don't have a lot of time to take calls, but since I have been mindful of what is coming through and staying in the flow of that, I seem to have time. So if you are listening, please do give me a call. Ask me a question. Send me a question. It really doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, it's nothing but source. It's nothing but source that speaks through me. I'm just a willing vessel. Here we are, another day to create another opportunity to create another day in which we have never seen before. Another day to make different decisions. Another day to change the paradigm of your belief system, the blueprint of who you are. Replace it with life. Give up the ghost and replace it with life. I'm not going to sit here and say that it is an easy task, because it is not. Everyone doesn't have the courage to sit with themselves so that they can look at themselves and see what needs to be changed or discarded. Most people are using people, places, people, things, ideas to distract themselves from who they are, because they don't want to go the distance, if you will, to who they are from a non-physical aspect. So, no callers, which is good, always good. Everything is always good. It's a matter of my perception. It's a matter of my perspective. And that is the only difference that changes. That is different between me and most people. It's my perspective. Or people and other people. It's our perspective. It's how we think. That's what's different between us and the animals. Their thinking capacity is very limited. Whereas we can expand on our thinking capacity. We can be elevated. We can be elevated into the light, into the trueness of who we are. So with that said, I'm going to close out my show with Layla Hathaway. And I'll see you all again. I'm thanking my archive listeners, as well as those who are just catching the wave. Until next time. Be blessed, stay focused, and stay in the light. And I say namaste, namaste, namaste. All around me, everywhere.
the time.